So I'm recording This Week in Stupid, and someone sends me this video, and I thought, you know what? I'll take a look. I'm familiar with, hey, I'm going to record another video, Laughing Witch. I'll see you in each other's comments. And this is amazing.
Hey, YouTube. It's Laughing Witch. I'm going to do another video. I watched Sargon of Akkad's video.
Why?
And I want to point out that Sargon of Akkad is pretty much a con man.
Yep.
Who makes videos for money.
Yep, and that's the con. I tell people to give me money for making videos, and they do it.
That is that the Daily Stormer, the day after Sargon made his video.
Which one?
Made a call out to all their followers to go out and start attacking social justice warriors and trying to create a civil war in the social justice warrior communities.
Yeah.
Turning individual communities against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks versus Mexicans.
Yeah.
I don't know if they hate each other.
I don't know if they're social justice warriors.
But they want to make them fight. Blacks versus gays.
Yep. Again.
I don't know if black culture is anti-gay, but you get the idea.
Maybe.
Gays versus Muslims.
Are Muslims anti-gay?
Muslims versus feminists.
I'm definitely not anti-feminist.
Feminists versus blacks. And asking people to go out and troll as hard as they possibly can.
Well, that's just good advice, though, isn't it?
That being said, I want to go look and show you Sargon's videos, because I just want you to see.
I'm sorry for putting up all
of
these
videos he makes.
Look what Sargon's done. I guess I'm not really used to having this much attention.
Almost all of them are ultra right wing. This is his ad. Yeah. And this, what he does is he takes every response video and turns it into an advertisement of some kind.
Yeah, how can I do that? It's amazing. How could I do that?
Everybody who ever responded to him is basically advertising his channel.
You'd think they'd learn,
wouldn't you? Basically, every single thing is a right-wing argument.
The yeah, that conversation with Secular Talk was so right-wing.
That I found,
just like my political compass.
Was he talked about how here he attacks the Young Turks.
Not my video, but never mind.
Everything, and like in all this is weak as stupid. It's all anti-progressive.
That criticism of Fox News, that's very right-wing.
Anti-future, here you go, the ascent of progressivism. We have to go back in time. We have to go back to the future. We can't go forward. He's the enemy of progress.
The enemy of progress.
Anyway, look, you know, feminist martyrs, conservative, you know.
Yeah, you should listen to my conversation with Adam Baldwin.
He wants to, push forward the idea that fighting for social justice is awful.
It is.
And he wants to make money at it.
Niet, comrade. I don't want to make money. It's
and
just the capitalist pig dogs make me.
Justice means. It means things like Black Lives Matter. It means equal pay. It means getting people who are here, undocumented workers, some kind of status. This guy's against all that.
Am I?
He did this stupid political compass thing, but I think he's taken marching orders from these people. There was a time when he was deeply ingrained in Stormfront and these other groups. And the fact that within one day of his video, this comes out,
Are you suggesting I am conspiring with the Daily Stormer?
But that's not even my point. My point is they're going to start attacking us.
God forbid that's your point.
Sargon struck the first blow, but they're going to start attacking us. They intend to come onto our... Let's go down here and let's look at... Here it is.
Oh,
we're going to go
Jesus.
Onto our social platforms. They're going to make fake accounts. And they're going to start trying to get people to break down our coalition. I guess because they've seen how we love to infight. Gee, thanks everybody for that. That was great. And of course, here's the Jews pulling all the strings.
Those pesky
yeah,
Jews.
Yeah, right.
But aren't you like anti-Israel? Just out of interest.
All right, so you can read all this if you want. This is all these assholes agreeing.
It
but
is a bit of an echo chamber.
Say,
you might recognize it.
That he is completely right-wing. In his latest video, this one, Just Social Justice Harassers, He relies on the Ralph Retort, which is this right-wing rag, and then he also mentions Breitbart, which is another right-wing
God forbid
rag,
I mention
as
these
he
things.
continuously strawmans and cherry-picks his assaults on anybody who believes in social justice. And
Is
again,
it
what's
a
happening on
religion?
YouTube is nothing compared to what the real social justice movement in the world is, which is Black Lives Matter, rights for trans people, rights for gay people, women getting equal pay, protection for them against violence. And I would like to see that. I know that they're working in Congress to change the prison system. I like to see men having their prison sentence reduced. I think that's a part of social justice. I think these heavy sentences are
It's
stupid.
just a part that you
I'd
never
like to see
talk
more men
about.
get out of prison. And anyway, I'm just rambling now. I just wanted to make this little video and point out that we're about to be attacked by the right wingers, and Sargon has struck the first blow. So, with that being said, I think we all need to consider that our individual camps and our need to infight over stupid, petty grievances is perhaps a bad idea.
I think that every
That if they're
community
going to
has
come
this need.
divide us against ourselves and we're already divided, well, then I guess these complete, awful, stupid, backward, regressive assholes will win because we can't pull our heads out of our asses and rally
And
together.
you just can't persuade
And
everyone
I
that you
think
just
that's
can't be
really
racist to white
tragic.
people or sexist to men, can
And I
you?
will
It's
see you
so
all in the comment
difficult.
section of each other's videos.
Well, thanks, Laughing Witch, for that absurd video. I find you hilarious. That's why I subscribe to you. You think I did it out of malice? No, I did it for the lols. And this was top fucking keck, Laughing Witch. That is just amazing. I mean, if you took 5 seconds to say, I mean, like, why don't I just open up Google here, right? Google Sargon. Sargon. Why the fuck? Okay, and Daily Stormer. Oh, hang on. That's. Oh. I don't think the Daily Stormer are my biggest fans. And believe it or not, I don't think I'm going to be taking my marching orders from these people. In fact, it kind of seems like you are a paranoid lunatic. Just like, honestly, almost everyone else in your community. I mean, you guys should spend a lot more time listening to Zenistrat. He's not right all the time. In fact, he's not really right very often. But he's not crazy. Seriously, you're crazy. He's not. You don't know how to accurately represent reality. He is at least a lot closer than you are. So why don't you try that? You know what? I should actually thank you. Thank you very much for the laughs. If you opened a Patreon, I think I'd support it. Especially if you made more videos about me, because that was just fucking hilarious. And again, sorry to everyone for wasting your time. I'll carry on making This Week in Stupid.